Welcome to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho, and it's September 30th, 2014. And today we have Tammy Berman here. Tammy is the CEO, founder, of Sedona Sky Academy in Arizona. So welcome. Good to have you here, Tammy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, Lon.
Okay. Well, what I want to hear about is that you've taken over Sedona Sky, and you've had a past history with that facility, and a little bit about that, and then you're staffing up because you've been hiring quite a few people. So would you just sort of tell about Sedona Sky and you're taking over?
Sure. As you know, and for anybody who's listening who doesn't know, I founded this school back in 1998, which is almost 17 years ago, and I ran it for a number of years and then sold it to a large corporation. And then I took a few years off to just be a mom, and then I decided to get back in the business. And in the meantime, that corporation decided that they wanted to get out of adolescent work and primarily focus on adult work. So since I was the primary founder, they asked me if I would be willing to buy it back, and so I did. And mm-hmm. So 6 months ago, we took it back, and my brother Darren Prince and I, and we decided to do a strategic name change, just to give it a new, fresh look and kind of with a new focus in mind. And so we named it Sedona Sky Academy, and it's doing fantastic. I'm really happy with our progress.
Okay, well, describe the school a little bit. It's an all-girls school, and what size? And describe a little bit of what you do there.
Right, we're an all-girls therapeutic boarding school. We're right in between that therapeutic boarding school and the residential treatment center. The harder residential treatment center. So, mm-hmm. Our girls are those girls that are, struggling at home, making choices that are not conducive to living in a home environment. Need good clinicians, need good therapy, need structure 24 hours a day, and we basically have a college prep academic program as well.
Oh, good. Okay, how many girls do you have there?
We have about we average right now, we're a little lower than we normally run because of all the two graduations we had over the summer. Because our kids, primarily are graduate from high school. When they leave, our older kids, when they leave here, they graduate from high school. So we had two large graduations over the summer. So we're right around 45 right now, but we're typically up about 65, 70 is our pretty much our capacity.
Okay, that's the size you feel comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it's a great size. It's a great model. We're on 30 acres with 14 buildings and, five dorm buildings, and it's just a beautiful, lovely campus. It's probably one of the most picturesque areas of Arizona.
Well, I've been there a couple times, and I've been impressed. You're right on the edge, down at the end of the valley, actually. Your neighbors are all on the one side, and you have to drive past. And nice little town of Rimrock. Well,
yeah, it's a beautiful community.
Well, some of the listeners might not be familiar with a lot of our schools, so why don't you give a short synopsis of what you do with the girls? They've been making bad choices. What you do to help them turn their lives around?
Well, our program is really relationship-based, so it's all about the relationships, and so our staff spend a tremendous amount of time building these relationships with kids so that we can help them look at the choices they're making and make better choices for the right reasons. Often, they make choices based out of reaction or, knee-jerk and all of that. So what we're trying to do is help them take a look at the choices they make and make choices that will help them to become, very productive, independent, autonomous adults eventually. So our focus is about, creating an environment where the kids can really truly embrace change. And so how we do that is we have an amazing clinical team. Our clinical team is very experienced and have a lot of longevity. I mean, I have therapists that have been here 8-10 years plus. My clinical director has been here for over 12 years. So we have a very strong clinical team with a lot of different modalities of specialty. So we can offer specialties to most issues that girls are having that they're facing in their teenage years. We have a college prep academic program that also the teachers have been here for a considerable amount of time, a lot of longevity with them, and it's a very traditional college prep environment. It feels very much like a traditional boarding school on that level. And we have, I love to boast, so our kids, 99% of our kids that leave here as high school graduates are accepted into college when they leave here. And our ACT and SAT scores are above the national average. So I'm really proud of that. And then residentially, we do a lot of experiential, we do a lot of off-campus activities, there's a lot of structure to it.
I remember there's a horse barn there that used to have an equine program.
There is. We've actually expanded the horsemanship program, and I was going to talk a little bit about that. We have a gentleman by the name of Mike Randall, who's a phenomenal horsemanship man, and he's one of my partners. And he owns and breeds high-end quarter horses. These are high-end performance horses like that you would see in the professional rodeo circuit. In fact, some of their lines are some of the biggest winners in the professional rodeo circuit. Mm-hmm. So we have these really high-end performance horses, and our kids are literally with their group therapist. They're out there as a regular academic class pretty much every day or every other day. And then the kids who really love it, they even do more. They'll do stuff in the evenings and weekends. And we have a couple of girls that are training because they want to go back and work in equine facilities around the nation, you know, in different venues. So we're really excited about our horsemanship program because we use it not only for the practicality of it, but the relationship piece, because as you know, that relationship piece with a horse is amazing with young women. They just gain so much strength and courage and learn about boundaries and relationships.
You know, one thing that impressed me
when I was in conjunction with the therapist.
When I was down there was that, and it shows how serious you are about your academics. The last visit, the academic, the teachers or the principal at least was in with the therapeutic team in doing a staffing for each individual kid. And so a lot of schools don't include the teachers like that.
Yeah, our teacher, the homeroom teacher, the academic advisor, what we call an academic advisor, they are part of the treatment team. So they're influential, and you know, because literally, you know, the bulk of a student's awake hours are spent in the academic room, and so in the classrooms, and so their input is invaluable to what we do. It's really amazing.
Okay, well,
and it's definitely all-encompassing. Oh, let me say one more thing on the horsemanship facilities. We just built us a new amazing arena. So we not only have the barns and the facilities, but we also have this amazing performance arena.
Mm-hmm. We're running out of time, and
that's okay.
Yeah, what's one more question? What's your plans for the next year?
Our plans for the next year are to take this program and really build the family workshop piece. We have created these amazing, and we just had our first one about a month ago, this new family workshop model that where the families are on campus for 3 days. And we really take a look at all aspects of that family relationship. And, you know, one of the biggest things we do that I think is really important is we have fun. You know, we come in and we do a lot of therapeutic work, but we also want the families to remember that you can still have a lot of fun through the process. So we do a lot of experiential activities, some horsemanship stuff, some recreational therapy stuff, and then some traditional parenting workshop stuff.
Well, that's important.
And then the other big thing...
We're out of time. When I start talking, I'm trying to move it on so we get into it. Well, I want to keep it under 10 minutes. We're getting pretty close to that. But,
No problem.
Sounds like you're having a good time. The kids having fun at school. That's important. But thank you very much, Tammy. This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking to Tammy Berman, who's retaken over the Sedona High Academy in Arizona. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, Lon. I appreciate your time. Bye.